For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The Vietnam War was the biggest military event of the second half of the 20th century. It affected millions of young men and cost 58,000 American lives, including more than 900 from South Carolina. Jim Knight of Aiken enlisted in his home state of Kansas and became a squad leader patrolling the countryside of Vietnam. He saw his share of action, but most was small bits at a time, he said.
We experienced countless little sharp 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute firefights that kind of come like popcorn rainstorms in an afternoon here in South Carolina. 1 minute the sun is sunny and it's clear, and the next minute it's pouring rain, and then it's sunny and clear again.
However, not all the battles were small, Knight said.
Some units had a number of really big firefights, and that includes the 68 Tet Offensive. That was a bar fight that lasted the whole of February. There was not an hour of the day that you didn't hear small arms fire someplace within earshot. There was somebody was always shooting at something.
According to historian Fritz Hamer, the Tet Offensive was a series of surprise attacks by the North Vietnamese and their southern allies, the Viet Cong, on villages and cities throughout South Vietnam. It did not succeed.
Even though the Tet Offensive of February 1968 was a military disaster for the NVA and the Viet Cong, it was a propaganda victory because we had been told up to that period by General Westmoreland and by Johnson that there was victory around the corner.
The Tet Offensive was a rude awakening to people who had, until that point, been supportive of President Lyndon Johnson and the war, Hamer said.
Tet showed that we had not defeated the enemy. The enemy was still strong, even though militarily they were soundly defeated. It suggested to a lot of the American public that somebody wasn't telling the truth. And as more and more Americans came home in body bags, the nation became very frustrated.
While protests grew back home, soldiers in the field like Wade Fulmer also realized that their experiences didn't match up with what they had been told.
And again, what we're sold is you're going for a noble cause. But once you're there and in it, and you're seeing not just how you're suffering, but you're also seeing how you're intruding on the lives of sovereign people in their country.
Fulmer said Vietnam changed everyone who fought there.
You have to survive and you have to do things that you wouldn't normally do. You do things or you experience things or you see other people do things that you're never prepared for. But you are still in this numbness. It goes by, but it's still in the back of your psyche and it never leaves you.
Knight agreed.
No soldier comes home from that kind of an experience not wounded. No mother's son comes home from a place like that where he's not a little twisted.
Assessing the war from hindsight, Knight observed,
every generation seems to feel the need to throw its children into a meat grinder. And that was Vietnam from 64, 65 to 75.
Ultimately, said Hamer,
in one word, it was a big tragedy.
Fulmer concurred and said,
I still do not know why we were there.
Still, the vast majority of soldiers served honorably, said Hamer. Knight said his proudest possession is his combat infantryman's badge. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.